Hey everyone, welcome to Daily Animated Tales. Check out our new video podcast, The Animated Minutes. The link is in this episode's description. Give it a listen, share it with others, and thanks for your support.
Can you imagine giving up all social media? And I mean all of it. No Insta posts, no TikTok, no Snap. I'm probably the most popular girl who has ever been on this channel, but my obsessions with likes and follows made me really ill. But if I had carried on with my social media addiction, I wouldn't have made it here, to one of the best fashion design colleges in the world. It all started 3 months before my 16th birthday. There was this other popular girl in my school called Chanel. We had to be friends because we were both in the popular group, but we didn't really like each other. One of the reasons I don't like her all that much is because her birthday is the day before mine. She's richer than me and throws these amazing parties, and everyone is always super excited about them. And sometimes, most of my friends even forget it's my birthday. Sometimes I was the most popular girl in the school, and sometimes she was. And whenever it was her, it made me really mad. We were hanging out at the mall one Saturday, scrolling our feeds, when this other girl, Claudette, suddenly said, "Oh my god, so funny, you both have exactly the same number of followers." Chanel was like, "Oh, that's so fun." But she immediately started messaging like crazy to get people to follow her more. It was so dumb, but it made me so mad. So I took a picture of myself, looking really cute, and tagged it, "Follow if you want to follow back." And I could see it had worked because Chanel looked annoyed. Then Claudette was like, "You guys should have a competition and see who could get the most followers by the time you're 16. I was like, "I don't know, Claudette. That's kind of dumb." And Chanel was like, "Yeah, Claudette. Like, who cares about followers anyway?" It was on. We'd had stupid arguments in competitions like this before, like when Claudette got concert tickets and couldn't decide who deserved to go with her. Or when Chanel kissed Jack Hamilton, who I liked since forever, and she didn't even like him. She just did it to spite me. Usually, our stupid fights fizzled out after a while. That night, I kept going over what I could do to get a bunch of new followers. I started posting loads about school and how our school was the best school, and it worked. But then tons of people from other schools started flooding my posts and saying I was arrogant, and they were sure our school was just as bad as all the others, and they started calling me names. And even though I didn't know them and they didn't know me, it made me feel terrible, bullied. When I woke up the next morning, I had loads more followers, but Chanel had 10 more than me. I thought, how could I beat her? Then I got it. I can spend hours just dressing up and getting changed and thinking about color and fabric and does it look cute with boots? Sometimes I customize, painting jeans, changing buttons, sewing on patches. I finally got the hottest outfit together. I snapped a pic. Hashtag style, hashtag my room is my catwalk. Loads of people loved my post, but then the comments turned nasty, like, "Are those hand-me-downs from your Nana? Hashtag basic, hashtag no clue." And, "You think you're a model? You're too fat to be a model." And you'll never guess what else. Mom made me macaroni cheese. Usually it's my favorite, but I was so upset about the mean comments, I really wasn't hungry. I could tell Mom was worried. She suggested I spend less time on my phone and go out and see Chanel and Claudette. I shouted, "Why would I want to hang out with Chanel and Claudette? They're just mean girls. You don't know anything about my life." And I stormed away without eating anything. That night, I was hungry and miserable and lonely, and I really wanted a hug from my mom, but I was too proud to tell her what was happening. There was no way in hell I was gonna let Chanel win. I got on my phone, I found all the people posting about style, and all the people doing followbacks, and I followed, and I followed, and followed. I didn't know who all these people were. I didn't care. I just wanted to beat Chanel. I wanted to beat her so much, I spent hours and hours on my phone that night. By the time my eyes closed, I was ahead of her by about 100. That would show everyone. The next morning, I had so little sleep, I felt really sick, like jet lag. I didn't eat anything. We were out on the field just before lunch. By this time, I had skipped 3 meals, so it's no surprise that after running around for a bit in the hot sun, That's right. I fainted. I was so embarrassed. Claudette and Chanel were like, "Mila is such a drama queen. I bet she did that on purpose." I was like, "What?" My mom came and got me from school. I ate some toast, which made me feel way better. My mom thought I was really sick and told me to go to bed for the afternoon. I took my phone. Fainting had been horrible, but now I had so much time to spend on social. I could grow my lead. I spent hours and hours looking at posts from people all over the world. They were all so pretty, and they had such great clothes, way better than mine. And also, they were thin, like really thin. Is this what it took to be successful in fashion? Maybe the mean comments have been right. Maybe I was fat. This went on for weeks. Even though I had way more followers than Chanel, I just couldn't stop myself from trying to get more. I was obsessed. But the more I posted, the more mean comments I got, the more I looked at all the thin, pretty girls, the less I wanted to eat. The more fashion designs I saw, the more sure I became that mine were all terrible. I thought, was there any point in even applying for a fashion college? My mom was so worried, eventually she called the person who can always talk some sense into me. Grandma. So let me tell you about my badass grandma. When she was little, some kids didn't even go to school long enough to read and write, and she was expected to stay home and look after her brothers and sisters, but she was also the first person in her family to go to college. She trained to be a nurse and joined the army and was a nurse all over the world. Then she left the army and did work with like famines and cyclones and floods. Grandma told me she thought I should give up my phone for Lent. I was like, "You're right, Grandma. I'm a teenager. Teenagers don't give up their phones." Then Grandma gave me one of her looks. I said, "Grandma, you're just from a different generation. You don't understand how things work now. There is absolutely no way I can give up my phone for 40 days. I quickly tapped out a message. Taking a break from social media. # spending time with grandma. And you'll never guess what. A few things happened once I gave my phone to grandma. Now I wasn't looking at pictures of skinny people all the time. I didn't feel guilty about eating food. And eating gave me energy to run around. I made some new friends on the athletic team. Without my phone, sitting in my room doing nothing was boring. So I started dressing up again. It was just as much fun without taking pictures. At the bottom of my wardrobe, I found a dress that I had tried to make a couple years ago. Working on the dress was so much fun. It was super satisfying to make something of my own. But pretty soon, I came to a part of the pattern that I just didn't understand. What was annoying was I just knew there would be a how-to video on YouTube that would tell me what I needed to know. But I had given up my phone. When Grandma came to check on me, I told her all about the dress and how it was so frustrating to know the answer would be on YouTube, but I didn't have my phone. Grandma looked at the pleats I was trying to do. She said, "This is just like tying a shoulder sling." And we had it done in no time. I was so proud of it, I took a picture and sent it in as part of an application to fashion college. So did I manage 40 days? I did! After the 40 days were up, I got my phone back and saw that the grandma selfie got the most likes for any of my posts. And I had thousands more followers, even though I didn't post anything after that. And there were loads of comments from people at my school congratulating me on beating Chanel. They said, "Hey, tell us how it feels to win." I thought about posting a really cute pic of me in the dress, #winner, but I hadn't spent all that time making the dress to boast about it. I'd done it because I enjoy making things. And now, I get to make things all the time because the dress got me a place at the fashion college I'd always dreamed of going to. After giving up for 40 days, I never went on social media the same way. Now I just check it sometimes to see what people are up to, and the answer is not much. And hey, if you thought I was extreme with my social media, then check out what my friend did with theirs. And don't forget to subscribe.
Hi everyone, I'm Sarah. This is my sister Layla. She's 4 years younger than me. Unfortunately, my family loves her more than me. I'm not even sure if they love me at all. Actually, I've always been aware that my parents have been nicer and more understanding towards Layla. It had never bothered me because I thought it was normal for them to treat her this way since she was younger. But recently, after everything that has been happening, I began to suspect that my parents just like Layla a lot more than me. I'm going to tell you about everything that happened. All I ask is that you share your thoughts in the comments. Do you agree that my parents are treating us differently? Please let me know. We moved to a new city during the summer. In our old house, Layla and I were sharing a room. Our new house is bigger, so now we each have our own room. We knew that summers in this region are really hot, but it turned out to be even hotter than we imagined. At night, we literally weren't able to sleep. The house had air conditioning only in our parents' bedroom and in the living room, so Layla and I didn't have it in our rooms. After a while, we had no choice but to start sleeping in the living room. I hated sleeping in the living room since I now had my own bedroom. But I didn't have any other choice, since our parents had spent a lot of money during the move and it would be inconsiderate to ask them to buy two more air conditioners. One night, I went to the living room to go to sleep as always. Layla wasn't there yet. She didn't come before I fell asleep. When I woke up in the morning, I was surprised to see that she wasn't there. On my way to the bathroom, I could hear that she was in her room. She was doing a TikTok. I went into her room to ask how she'd slept at night in the heat. And guess what? It wasn't hot there. Of course, I was surprised. I looked up and saw the AC unit on the wall. Yes, my parents got her a brand new air conditioner that made her room nice and cool. So she was able to sleep like a baby in her own room that night. Of course, I was really mad. My mom and dad were having breakfast. I asked them why only Layla had gotten an air conditioner. Very calmly, my dad explained, "Your sister told me she wanted to sleep in her room and asked me if we could get her an air conditioner. So I went and got one for her. They installed it while you were at school." I began to tell him, "Dad, I live here too. You know that I don't like sleeping in the living room either." My mom quickly said, "We would have gotten you one if you'd have asked for it." So I said, "Let's get one then." And Dad said, "It might be difficult for us to buy it this month, but let's talk about this again next month." I didn't want to argue with them about it, but they were obviously playing favorites, and now they were babbling irrationally to cover it up. Like I said in the beginning, they had always been nicer to Layla, but this time what they did went way beyond that. The AC incident really changed how I viewed my parents' actions, and I began to notice more things like this. This is when I started to realize that my family loves Layla more than me. Let me give you another example. Ever since elementary school, I've had to do house chores every day. I do the laundry, I take out the trash. When my mom tells me she's going to be late from work, I cook. But I've never seen Layla so much as bring an empty glass from her room back to the kitchen. My mom makes her bed. I iron her clothes. Once, when my mom told me, "Vacuum the living room," I said, "I need to study for a math exam I have tomorrow. Can Layla do it?" My mom said, "Of course not." So I asked, "Why not?" "Do you know what she told me? Because you need to do it." What kind of answer is that? And without another word, I did it like an idiot. Layla's birthday is coming up next month. I realized this when my mom said, "I thought I'd get Layla a cake shaped like the TikTok logo this year. What do you think?" For Layla's birthdays, she always gets a cake that looks like whatever she's into at the time. For example, last year she got a cake that looked like a Roblox character. But for my birthdays, my mom just bakes regular cakes. Ask my mom, it's a family tradition. She's baking my cake herself to show me how much she cares about me. Before, I would have believed it. But now I know that she doesn't care about me at all. Because if that were the case, she'd be baking Layla's cakes too. Once I started noticing things like this, they just kept on coming. Maybe it had always been this way, and I just never noticed. One morning, my sister came to the kitchen with a limp. She had hit her foot against the edge of the bed. She was very angry, saying, "Mom, I was writhing in pain on the floor for 10 minutes. I kept calling for you. Why didn't you come?" I couldn't believe my ears when I heard my mom's explanation. "Oh no, that was you calling me? I heard it, but I thought it was Sarah, so I didn't come. You sound so similar that I get confused. I wish I'd checked on you." She was saying these things like I wasn't there. It's like she wanted me to know she doesn't care about me at all. I couldn't take it and said, "Dear Layla, next time you should scream, 'I'm Layla, I'm Layla,' so that mom knows it's you." My mom couldn't say anything, but looked at me as if I were the one who did something wrong. It was so obvious that Layla was a little princess of the family, but I'd never figured it out because I'd always been so naive. Here's another example. My folks never ever miss one of Layla's performances at school. If it's during the day, my dad always takes time off from work. I don't get to perform anymore, but my dad rarely came to mine, even when I was little. When he couldn't make it, he'd just say he had to work. But when it comes to Layla, my dad doesn't seem to care much about work or anything else. My parents come to the theater early to find a good seat in the front row, and they cheer for their precious daughter like crazy during the whole show. The other issue with school is our grades. Whenever I get a good grade, my dad will say that either the questions were easy or I just got lucky that it was a subject I'd prepared for. He'll find a way to tell me that I didn't really deserve such a good grade. With Layla, it's just the opposite. Her grades are not that great, but he always makes up excuses for her. Every time she gets a bad grade, he tells her, "You said you had a headache that morning, that must be it." Or, "That teacher is too demanding of you," to try to prove that it's not her fault. Things like this kept happening, and it made me really upset. I got hung up on stuff that I wouldn't normally care about. I had to find a way to solve this problem. I found a website that provides therapy online and signed up. It wasn't very expensive. I saved up my allowance for a while and got an appointment with a therapist from the site. We did a video call that lasted an hour. Mm-hmm. I told her about everything I'd been through. At the end of the session, she said, "Sarah, you can't solve this problem alone. Neither I nor another therapist can help you. You need to face your parents and tell them everything like you just told me. If they love both of you equally, which I believe is the case, they will have to convince you. Or you could be right and they might be favoring your sister without being aware of it. If that's the case, it's again your parents who need to put in the effort so that you don't feel like they don't love you. So don't waste your time with therapists. The only way you can resolve this issue is with your family." What she was saying made a lot of sense. I decided to talk to my parents the first chance I got. Last Sunday, Layla was at a friend's house, so it was a good time. I said to my parents, "I need to talk to you about something important." Naturally, they were very curious. I think I talked nonstop for an hour and a half. They didn't interrupt me even once. They just listened. A couple of times, I couldn't stop myself from crying. Actually, even telling them about everything felt really good. But unfortunately, their reaction did not make things any better. At first, they said, "We aren't playing favorites at all, and we love both of you very much." That wasn't the problem, but what my mom said next really hurt me. "Your personalities are so different. That might be why we're treating you and Layla differently. Layla is kind of like a cat. She only pays attention to us when we pay attention to her. Her natural inclination is to stay away from us. That's why we need to be extra nice to her all the time. Your personality is just the opposite." I turned red with rage when I heard that last sentence. I knew what she was saying, but I pretended I didn't understand. I asked, "What do you mean by opposite?" My mom couldn't say it outright. "Opposite of a cat's," she said. I think she was regretting the example she gave. I couldn't hold it in. "So you mean like a dog? Layla has the personality of a cat, and I'm like a dog. No matter how badly you treat the dog, it still comes back and sucks up to you, right? Is that what you actually think of me?" I asked. My mom shook her head. "I guess the way I said it didn't sound too good, but I just wanted to say you have different characters," she said, trying to defend herself. I think what my mom said clearly proved they were treating us very differently. When they saw that I was upset, they tried to console me. My dad said, "Both you and your sister are so precious. There's nothing you need to be upset about." But I'd already gotten my answer. They wanted to keep talking about this, but I couldn't take it. So do you agree that my parents don't treat the two of us equally? I still feel that they love Layla more than they love me. And on top of that, my mom's cat and dog analogy about our personalities was really weird. Can you please share what you think in the comments? I promise that I will read all of them. See you!